This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we are talking now with St. John's Prep Lacrosse Coach John Pinchon. And Coach, welcome back to MSO, and once again, congratulations on a spectacular season.
Thanks for having me. We're in the playoffs here. We're excited about where we are. It's an exciting time of year to be a high school lacrosse player.
John, in the crossfire, my goodness gracious, 3 years in a row, this is the fourth, looking for a state championship. Are there any potholes along the way during the regular season that you as a coach and your staff sort of have to overcome, given the legacy of the St. John's Prep Lacrosse program? In other words, I think we mentioned last year one of the things was a concern was complacency, and you don't have that problem with your kids, but are there other challenges during the regular season?
We're dealing with 14 to 18 year old adolescent young men, so the challenges are never ending.
I think
one of the things that we're learning as a coaching staff is just how we have been doing this for a while. Collectively as coaches, we've coached for a long time, and the kids are just different every year, and we have to keep this year. We really had to focus and remind ourselves that as coaches that, I never played high school athletics during a time when there was social media and Instagram and Twitter. And, we have five or six different people on the sidelines filming our games now and making highlights and putting all the, like, those are all experiences that I never dealt with. When I made a mistake in a game or when I lost a game, I just went home and had dinner and went back to school the next day. It wasn't on my phone. It wasn't something I was experiencing in the way that these kids are experiencing. So that is a challenge which we are, I would say, more focused on this year, or at least more aware of, that I, to be honest, maybe ignored or didn't understand as much the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's just every year is different, and trying to stay one step ahead of those challenges is the goal.
You know, that's interesting. I've talked with coaches this year, and I retired from teaching before the social media explosion. It had just started when I retired. And the extra burden of coaching, because, as you mentioned, you've got 20 personalities, youngsters, as you mentioned, adolescents into adulthood. They're faced with all kinds of cultural challenges to begin with, but then you have to navigate the social media stuff. So I don't envy you guys in doing that, because it's an extra task. And let me just ask one final question about that. Do you have teaching sessions or, discussions with the kids early in the season about how to handle that stuff?
We talk, we mention some aspects of it. Especially during the playoffs, we try and tell them to get off their phones and just ignore the stuff, to stay focused on just the guys in the meeting room and just what's in the meeting room. I do think one of the things that is helpful, Marty Bujos, one of our assistant coaches, Marty does our social media, and I think the model that Marty uses for our social media is pretty well tied to our program values. And so I think the content he creates is the type of content that I think is healthy and good for our kids to see. And it focuses on our team. And so by him doing that, I think it sets a really good example for our guys that the me of this is not as important as the we. And so if you can focus on social media things that are about the we, about the team, about the work that the team's putting in, celebrating each other as teammates, then that's healthy. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't probably focus on it directly, but I think indirectly we are aware of it and trying to be more.
All right. Speaking of we and the team, I hate to say this, but for me, because his name is so familiar to us, it starts with Jake Vanna. And once again, talk about focus in all of his sports, leading the team in scoring and so forth. But tell me a little bit about the success of the team as a team in terms of growing from day one to where you are now.
I think we have a system in place that that really emphasizes development of the roster and making sure young guys are learning and growing, and the older guys understand that although we could give five or six of our guys the ball every single time and let them score every time, that doesn't create sustainable success. And so I think Jake's a prime example of that. Jake is having an amazing season. At the same time, he's having an amazing season on a team of kids having an amazing season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, really powerful. He's not the leading scorer in the state. You know, Mr. Stacy publishes the massive, you know, the Eastern or North Shore boys lacrosse leaders, and we don't have kids on there because we have 12 kids who've scored, you know, more than 15 points in a season, as opposed to, you know, one or two. And I think when your best players, a kid like Jake, who could score 100 points in different systems and in different scenarios, but he's okay not doing that because he understands that it's the best thing for the team. It makes our lives as coaches incredibly easy. I think the more I've coached, the more I realize when a player makes the coach's life easier, that's a really special, really special player to be around.
I get that. I had one or two kids over the years who were like that, and there were kids who could fit into any social class, anywhere, anytime, adult or kids, and it is rare. It's rare air. Coach, I guess finally, before we take a look at today's game, any lessons learned from the out-of-state games where you played such really tough competition? And that's not selling the Catholic Conference short at all, but your competition this year has been once again among the toughest.
Yeah, I mean, we took a bus down to Staples, and we did not play well down there, and they soundly beat us. We lost, I think it was 8-3. That was a really good lesson. It was really uncomfortable. It was not fun, but growth comes from uncomfortable things. So I think that made us better. LaSalle, Rhode Island, they've won the state championship in Rhode Island 10 years in a row. They came up here and they jumped out to a huge lead. I think we were losing 8-2 in the third quarter. We made a really good comeback, but we lost in overtime. So I think it was again, uncomfortable, not fun, but we got a lot better from both of those games. So we want to try and play the best teams we possibly can that are going to stress us. They're going to make us better. And Staples and LaSalle are two of the best teams in New England. So being able to play them gives us that opportunity to get better.
Okay. Today's opponent, Natick, I believe, let's see, they are number 16 in D1. They won their first game. And what are you guys going to do? Because I know whenever I talk to you coaches at the prep, and you and of course, Coach St. Pierre, you generally tell us, well, we have to do what we do. So what's the story for Natick today?
Yep. Natick played Monday. So, you know, we were kind of preparing for Natick or Bishop Feehan. Natick won. We moved forward with the scouting that we had for Natick. We give the guys a couple specific things which we think we can take advantage of or do in the game today. So one very specific thing on the ride that we're looking to do, talk a little bit defensively about some things that we think we can take advantage of, and then, you know, just some individual offensive things. But it is really about us, especially early in the tournament. These games, I think, do put an emphasis on how you perform. And, you know, if that's kind of the message to our guys, is we need to show up and play well.
Always talking with you, Coach. It's great to always be talking with you. Thank you so much. Good luck this afternoon. And I hope to talk with you again soon.
Yes. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Take care. That is St. John's Prep Lacrosse Coach John Pinchon. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.